The bottom-up scenario is the hardest. But, you know, everything that's worth doing is worth doing right, and the right way is typically the hard way, and the hard way is typically the right way. I think it's Murphy's Law number 117 that the easy way is always mined. So what's the bottom-up scenario? Well, you do what you do. You engage with the operational end users. You do that initial DevOps process. You get those operational end users to provide you feedback and insights on how you can tailor your technology to their operational use cases. It's great. Fantastic. And then you work with those operational folks to provide that middle layer, that staff section, with what they need to make them successful. So if we're talking about program managers, if we're talking about requirements writers, those folks need connection to the operational force. They need the feedback from the operational force. It's just as hard for them to stay in connection with the operational force as it is for you. And they also have a whole other job to do, right? And so if you can be the bridge between the operational force and that middle staff to bring that up to them, to also help them draw the insights, the requirements, the articulated needs from that operational force and put it in a form that is useful for them, something that they can actually use to make themselves more successful, to help them execute their programs, maintain their compliance, whatever it is their job is, then they will be an ally to you, right? Because you are an asset to them. Again, going back to incentives, be very clear about what the incentives are. And with that, you can work with the staff, help them identify how to integrate your capability in a budgetary training schedule deployment, all of those not fun things that really don't give you a dopamine hit. They can become an ally and a support for you, right? And then when you take that up to the next level, when you go up to the senior leader, you have the support of the bottom layer, right? You have the support of the operational force. You have tailored that capability to their operational needs. That support that senior leader's strategic vision. You've worked through the staff, which candidly is the hardest part, right? The mushy middle, the frozen middle, the much derided middle staff layer. You've worked with the staff to do what fundamentally that senior leader is going to need to have done, right? Working through all the paperwork and all the regulatory compliance and all the budgetary and contracting headaches. You've worked through all of that, and when you get up to that senior leader level, everybody wins. The staff level gets credit and gets, gold stars for bringing a new capability into the force that supports that senior leader's strategic objectives. That new capability supports the operational needs and the emergent threats for that edge end user. And it supports the senior leader's vision and desired capabilities, right? So everybody wins and everybody gets credit. Everybody gets a gold star across the force. It is harder. It takes longer. It takes a lot more work. It takes a lot more methodical effort. But if you want to ultimately be successful and get up to that program of record, working through from the bottom up is ultimately going to be the most successful route.